I want to think of something which is very, very important, and it happens to be the dominant theme in the writings of Tzfas Emes. And to understand it well, I think, is an opening to understand a lot of what it means that there's Kedusha in the world of time. Let me begin by just noting the following. Chumash describes in Parshas Emor that there are Moadim. It's found in other places in Chumash also, in Parashat Gimel, Zifra Yikra, Parshas HaMoadim, that we know that there are particular times on our Jewish calendar that are set and established to, on the one hand, what appears to be commemorate a variety of events. So Shavuos, on some level, commemorates Matan Torah. Pesach commemorates, it is Manche Ruseinu, that we have a variety of holidays. We have Moadim, that are days in the calendar that remind us or commemorate particular events. Every 7 days we encounter Shabbos. Every 7 days we encounter this time period, which again is there to, as not a Zecher L'Maisa Breit, it commemorates on some level. There is a mistaken impression sometimes that the goal of a holiday is just to commemorate. That all we're trying to do, in particular Moadim, is to be there in order to remember. It is undoubtedly the case that if we want to ponder this just for a little bit, if you look at Rishonim, if you look at Mekubalim, if you look at Bali Machshava, without a shadow of a doubt, Moadim are there to do more than just serve as some sort of a reminder to an event that happened long ago. If all Pesach is remembering Zman Cheruseinu, if all it is remembering the fact that we were taken out of Egypt, so we've missed on some level what is a fundamental idea about Pesach. And if all that we do on Shavuos is remember that years ago we were given the Torah in Har Sinai, so on some level we have missed out on what it really is all about. What are the Moedim? Why are they so critical? Why is that these times that appear on some level to be about commemoration have what is referred to in the most basic of terms, Kedushas Hazman? Times are holy. Sometimes are more holy than other times. Sometimes demand, sometimes allow us to tap into a form of Kedusha that may not be there otherwise. We don't just remember Maisa Bereishis on Shabbos. Shabbos is a time of a heightened sense of Kedusha. We don't just remember Matan Torah on Shavuos. It has a certain sense of Kedusha. In the writings of the Arizal, there's an additional level when it comes to Moadim. In the writings of the Arizal, it is something which you find many of the early Hasidim speak about this. The first source on your sheet is Sefer Yosher Divrei Emes. Yosher Divrei Emes is an early Sefer in Torah of Hasidus. Yosher, if you want, it's an interesting, like, I guess, autobiographical hara. I was very into Hasidus when I was in high school. I think after my senior year of high school, I was sports staff at Camp Misora. Rabbi Leibowitz was in Misora Kol at the time. He's 3 years older than me. And he recommended that I learn the Sefer Yosher Divrei Emes. And it's a wonderful, wonderful Sefer, and one that I continue to be indebted to him for having been able to go through these sections of it. Sefer Yosher Divrei Emes, Osten and Gimel, he begins by quoting the Arizal, that the Arizal writes the following Torah. Moadim don't just commemorate what happened. Moadim are not just times that are holy, but there is a certain rebirth. That time is misorer. That time brings back elements. When we celebrate Shavuos, we aren't remembering Matan Torah, we are re-experiencing Matan Torah. And the time itself is Kadosh, taps into and re-offers for us, brings back elements, that original Tkufa. Zman Cheruseinu, when we experience what's happening on Pesach, we are experiencing again a Cherus. We are being taken out in a certain, the same kochos, the same powers that existed at the original Pesach exist now also on Pesach. That the same moed is able to test. You can experience it the same way. Rosenzweig likes pointing out an additional aura. He has, I think, offers sometimes the following mahalach about moedim. We reference this for some of us on Wednesday morning. That the nature of moedim is to do the following. It is true on some level that we will only experience that there are certain time periods in our calendar that emphasize particular yesodos. So Yomim No Rayim time, we emphasize certain ideas about tshuva. And on Sukkot, we may emphasize certain ideas about either man's role in nature, or the power of bitachon. Moedim are there in many ways to not only be relevant for those moedim. What happens is as follows. There are certain times in the calendar where we experience most intensely, we emphasize most intensely particular ideas, but those ideas are supposed to reverberate. Those ideas are supposed to continue to impact afterwards. But it is often helpful to have particular tkufas where we remind ourselves of critically important ideas. Tshuva is not only relevant in Elul time, but we emphasize it in Elul with the hope that the rest of the year we will continue to hear, to echo in our minds, the values of tshuva. And Shavuos is not only about a Matan Torah, nor is it even just for the Arizal, a Matan Torah, that it's we're tapping into again the same kochos that existed. The Torah is being given again on some level now. But rather, a person who does Shavuos well, they will experience a certain connection to Torah that will reverberate afterwards. We quoted on Wednesday morning. I said it then in the Rav Kook shiur that I didn't know where it was. Alex Lessing sent me the Mar Makom like a couple of hours later. Sfas Emes writes, heard for the first time when I was in high school, Rav Ryan Shapiro from Miami, when I was in my summer of 11th grade, my winter vacation of 11th grade, quoted this beautiful Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes says, Shalosh pe'amim bashana, pa'amim milashon like pa'amon. At the purpose of the regalim pa'amim three times, from the lashon of like a bell, a pa'amon. That the way a bell works, you ring the bell, and what happens? It continues to ring afterwards. The Sfas Emes understands that there's Kedushas Hazman, the purpose of that Kedushas Hazman. He also has this Arizal type idea. He quotes the Yishuv Levi in Chanukah, in his pieces on Chanukah, to articulate this in a very powerful way. That Moedim tap into the original Kochos. You are experiencing again, please God, come Sunday night. You are experiencing again the power of Chanukah. The same powers that existed then exist now also. And those time periods have the capacity to reverberate, to highlight for us particular ideas that continue to be relevant, particular ideas that continue to reverberate, that when I think about certain ideas, if I experience Chanukah well, I will, number one, experience enormous spiritual power, and number two, I will continue to feel it later. I will continue to understand certain ideas of Chanukah that will continue to be relevant even afterwards. Just like if any of us have ever been able to experience this. We speak Tisha B'Av time about Chorban HaBayis. When that's done well, we experience a sadness, ki'ilu with being Nechrav in our day. And if we do it well, Tisha B'Av is a time period with the capacity to significantly impact what is going to happen afterwards. That's a part of the Moedim, part of what it is when it comes to those to Parshas Emor, when it comes to the Moedim as a whole, to Shabbos as well. What is the Chanukah? What is Chanukah really all about? What is that message of Chanukah? If you look at source number four on the sheet, he is absolutely masterful. Joey Rosenfeld, for those of you that have the opportunity to all be familiar with him, Joey Rosenfeld is he's an important thinker. He's a person that's done in the world of Kabbalah, Maury's older brother, for those of you that know Maury, a person who has incredibly intriguing, particularly in the world of Kabbalah. He's taught a lot of it in the writings of Rav Kook and the Leshem and done some really important things. He happens to have on Twitter, he does something that is, it's brilliant. It is brilliant. It also is brilliant because it fixes, in my mind, what is one of the most problematic elements of sometimes the way that Machshava is taught. We spoke about this at the beginning of the year. Machshava sometimes is taught as if there are just like a vort here and a vort there, as if like Sfas Emes has some idea and Yishuv Levi has a different idea, and then there's Rambam here, and we just sort of like mix and match, you know, pulling a little bit of a kilu, like things are just like a cute vort that happened to hit them. Real Bali Machshava have mehalchim. Real Bali Machshava have shitas. The same way you would say that, as an example, it's very, very clear in the world of Lamdas, Reb Chaim had a style of learning, and Reb Chaim had a particular understanding as to how shtaros work. Reb Chaim wasn't just a vort about like, it was a mahalach in shtar. So too in Machshava. Different Bali Machshava look at tefillah, look at Torah, look at emunah, and they view it in sometimes fundamentally different ways, and certainly they emphasize certain main ideas over others. What he often does, look at the sheet, he does with so many things, and it's just ridiculously impressive. Chanukah is, like, what is Chanukah all about? In one word for different Bali Machshava. So Naftali, in the writings of Rabbi Nachman, what is Chanukah? Not just a word here, a word there. Chanukah is gratefulness, gratitude. Chanukah is, for Rabbi Nachman, fundamentally about a certain kind of Hodah. Now he writes here in describing this, for Reb Tzadok, it's wisdom above prophecy. We spoke a couple years ago about Reb Tzadok. If we can appreciate that a little bit potentially. Chanukah is about a certain kind of Chachma and Torah Sheval Peh. It's about a world that is greater, Gemara Baba Basra, Ramban, Tzadok quotes all the time, of a Ruach HaKodesh Nevuah that exists beyond just Nevuah, but the Afapi, that there are no Nevi'im nowadays. There's a certain kind of Nevuah that exists for Chachamim. Different emphasis as far as Chanukah is the Yontif of Torah Shebaal Peh, of human, the ability for us to sanctify our wisdom through being impacted by Ribono She'olam. Different theories what it's about. Rav Kook has different Mahalchim that are really there. Sfas Emes, he writes there, and all I really want to do, I've never done this before in my life, I want to explain four words of his tweet. That's the entire purpose of what's going to happen this year right now. We'll understand the depth that is behind it. Sfas Emes writes, only way to survive exile. Only way to survive exile. Let's clarify what that's about. Let's learn a bunch of comments of Sfas Emes right now and see how in those four words Sfas Emes is telling us a unique mahalach about Chanukah. We speak sometimes, I'll give you some of the famous ideas about Chanukah. Chanukah being, if you were speaking in the worlds of a Rosenzweig, if it would be there, Chanukah is, you know, maximal ambition. Chanukah is mahajim in a mahajim. Chanukah is when you are trying to not just settle with whatever could get by, but as lichadchila should be lichadchila as you possibly could. Chanukah is about never relying on kulas and never settling. Chanukah is about as ambitious as possible. Others would say Chanukah is about the power of miracles. Chanukah is about nisim that could take place. Nisim that take place in teva like the Muhammad, l'mala min ha-teva like the pach ha-shemen. Chanukah is all about appreciating the role of miracles in our lives. Different people, again, for Tzadok, it's about the power of Torah Shebaal Peh, the power of Chachamim, l'mala min ha-neviim in a certain sense. For Sfas Emes, Chanukah gives us, and this is why it is so critical, Chanukah gives us l'maisa incredible insight for how a person is able to fully appreciate in a real and serious what Avodas Hashem can look like in the world of Galus. Chanukah is different than the Moedim found in Parshas Emor. The Moedim found in Parshas Emor, those are in Chumash. Chanukah is a unique kind of a time period, it's a unique holiday, which comes, argues Sfas Emes, in a whole lot of pieces to try to give us some insight into what Avoda can look like in Galus. If I look at Chumash, it is true that the Torah is given in Chutz La'aretz. It is true it's given in Har Sinai, and Pizetzner writes so powerfully. It is given in Chutz La'aretz to teach us that Torah can be kept in all places. Had the Torah been given in Eretz Yisrael, I would think it could only be kept in Eretz Yisrael. The Torah is given in Chutz La'aretz to teach me it can be kept everywhere. At the same time, undoubtedly, if I just look at Chumash, so many of the mitzvot I can't do. And if I want to be a serious Avodah Hashem, how do I do it in Galus? What does it look like? I don't mean just physical Galus. I mean even a world where there's no Beis HaMikdash. Even if you're in Eretz Yisrael, but there's no Beis HaMikdash. So what does it look like? So let's go as follows. Source number 5. Tafresh Lamed Gimel. Number 1 says Sfas Emes as follows. Says Sfas Emes that Mitzvahs der Chanukah ktsas nechama begalus. She zeicher l'menoris hamikdash. The Sfas Emes starts by pointing out something which is found in notes of Ramban. There's a Baal Ma'or that's relevant also. The menorah that we light on Chanukah is a zeicher on some level to the menorah that we light in the Beis Hamikdash. And says the Sfas Emes, part of what we are trying to do when we light something on Chanukah is to tell us, to give us some comfort, to give us some consolation. We don't have a Beis Hamikdash, I still have a menorah. And when you light that menorah, please God, over the next week or so, what you are doing is remembering on some level, you are tapping into, like an avodah of mikdash that's taking place outside of your house, when it's dark at night, you're able to tap into that. Shalchol le'olam kayem es kayon neiris Chanukah. V'hainu she'aron polios remez le'mitvas ha'menorah gam begalos b'ner Chanukah. V'zeh le'olam af betoch ha'helem v'hester yeha'ara mineiris Chanukah. Chanukah is the day that we celebrate the capacity to find light in the middle of darkness, to have a remez to base on Mikdash, at the same time that we are in Golos. That is part of the Nechama of Chanukah. Part of the Nechama of Chanukah. Tfas Emes and Chanukah and Tuf Reish Lamed Hey goes one step further. We're going to build in this Tfas Emes. Ki Menucha Shabbatos V'yamim Tovim Zachu B'nei Yisrael B'eis Heyosim B'mekomim Haro'i. There are certain holidays that we got it when everything was good, when we were where we were supposed to be. We got Pesach when we were where we were supposed to be. You're at Matan Torah, the Ribono Shel Olam gives it to you, and it's getting it where things are in their ideal form, able to really be. Shabbos as well. Chanukah and Purim, we got when we were in Galus. Chanukah and Purim are days that we got when it wasn't Ein Menucha Brura, when things were very challenging and things were not that easy at all. He said, and that's part of the difference. Part of the godless of Chanukah. Chanukah was the time when we were able to experience a form of menucha, even though we were living in a world that was less clear. Even though we were living in a world in many ways that was filled with galus. Uve'emes ze'edos ne'emanu l'bnei Yisrael. Lehodiah, part of Chanukah is there to teach us. Shegam b'galus lo nitku chas v'shalom mimekomam harishon. That even in galus, ready? This is an intense Torah Tfas Emes. The pshat is not that on Shabbos, when we got Shabbos, we were in a good place. Matan Torah, we were in a good place. And now we're messed up, and we can still keep things when we're messed up. But rather, again, the following line. Lodiyah shegam gam begalas lo niktu chas v'shalom mimekomam harishon hu mechazik adinu begalas. Right now, we are where we're meant to be. Right now, we're still in a good place. We're still in a place where we could experience the Kedusha of the Ribono Shel Olam. We're still in a place where we're able to experience that. To go one step further, it isn't just that when you're in Galus you can experience it, but here I think is one of the most powerful ideas. It's Tfas Emes I've liked for years. It's one of the more powerful Tfas Emes. Tfas Emes has a question. On Chanukah, please God, we're going to say Hallel. We're going to say a full Hallel, Hallel with a Bracha. On Purim, many of us know, we don't say Hallel on Purim. The Gemara has 3 days, Maseches Megillah, why we don't say Hallel on Purim. One day at Kriyasa Zohi Lula, one day it took place in Chutz La'aretz, either the Megillah is a form of Hallel, or it took place in Chutz La'aretz. But the Gemara Megillah has one line that is interesting. The Gemara tells us that the reason why we don't say Hallel on Purim is because Akasi Avdi Achashverosh Anam. We couldn't say Hallel on Purim because we were still a Vadim of Achashverosh. Ask Tfas Emes a very simple question. We don't have to know too much of our history to know that even when the Chashmonaim emerged victorious on Chanukah, on some level, says the Tfas Emes, V'gam b'nei zeh lo ha'yitziyah u'bita l'chol machas Yavan. Even on Chanukah, when we took on Yavan, we did not destroy Yavan. You could not argue that after Chanukah, we were suddenly all clear. We've emerged victorious and we're all good. It's very hard to argue that's at all what's going on. Really? Really, that's what happened? We're done with it? Says Tfas Emes, is there not an element of Akasi, Avdi, Malchus, Yavan, Anan, on Chanukah? Is there not an element on Chanukah that we also did not emerge truly victorious? We conquered. We beat them as far as a major threat of Lashkicham Torasecha. We beat them as far as a major threat towards a continuation of Kedushas HaMikdash, Lahavira Mechukei Ritzonecha, to continue to observe Torah Mitzvos. But can you really argue that on Chanukah we were all good? That the leadership afterwards, it was all smooth? Says Tfas Emes, and this Yisod is a golden Yisod. Says Tfas Emes, Al Yadei HaNeis Hergishu Shem Avdei Hashem Af Shehayu Begalus. You know the difference between Purim and Chanukah? The reason why on Purim we don't say Hallel, but on Chanukah we do it for the following reason. On both times we were not totally free. On Purim we felt, we knew, we recognized that we were still Avdei Achashverosh. We were saved on Purim, but we knew that we still had a king. and that king was Achashverosh, and we knew that he was in control. Says the Sfas Emes, you know what Hanukkah is about? Hanukkah is about when on some level there are others in control, on some level there's still a Machus Yavan, but you feel like you're free. You don't feel like you're in Galus. You don't feel like there's someone else determining things. Sometimes in life, if I can make a reference, a book or a song is a movie as well. Hurricane Carter, if you're holding this at all, holding in like old songs, yeah, you're holding in this. It was a boxer who was convicted of a crime. They did not commit. Moralized in a very famous song. So one of the things that I believe he wrote about and spoke about was when you're in prison, being able to still feel like there's a degree of freedom that you have. How is it that when you're in prison and someone else is telling you exactly what to wear, what time to get up, what time meals are, when I'm going to be able to, all those things, to be able to still experience an element of freedom even in those moments. Part of Chanukah is that lesson. Part of Chanukah is that ability for us to be able to appreciate in a real way that even when there's an element of Akasi Avdi Machus Yavan, we can still be free. The Sfas Emes gives us, so far, just to unpackage it a little bit, the Sfas Emes gives us a little bit of insight into what Chanukah, he writes, is tapping into the Koach of Chanukah that was always there. And part of what Chanukah is, number one, to give us some chizak, to give us some comfort. A Jew could think that if there's no Beis HaMikdash, and for us, because we grew up, all of us, and for thousands of years, without a Beis HaMikdash, it's almost like, imagine a Jew, time of Chorban HaVayit. Imagine a Jew in the time of a form of Galus. Imagine a Jew in the time right after Chorban HaVayit, when he feels like, my entire Avodah is now changing, can I really do it at all? Imagine Jews, historically, who were living in places in which it was so hard to observe Torah and mitzvos. Imagine Jews living in places where they were actively persecuted in very powerful ways. And then for them to be able, inside their house, B'shas Sakana, we light inside, the Gemara tells us, the Minyan Chutz La'aretz is to light inside. In those moments where it's so dark, it is dark historically, it's dark as far as the state of the Jewish people, it is dark practically outside, it's a dark time. It's a dark time. We light it at a dark time. And imagine to be able to go into your home and to light a ner. And for that ner to be a reminder of tapping into the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash. That when we light it, we are remembering, we're tapping into that original menorah. So argues the Ramban. That the Ramban writes, part of the reason why Aaron was comforted. Aaron didn't offer karbanos to the rest of the Nesiim. Aaron only got the menorah. But Rashi tells us, Chazal, Shalchad Gedolim Yishalahem, the menorah is greater than all karbanos. And the reason why the menorah was greater than the karbanos offered by the Nesiim, says the Ramban, because the menorah would last forever, that Klal Yisrael in the future would be lighting it. I'm always fond of noting the fact that the menorah that we light in Chanukah, which is a zecher to Mikdash. So you know what's so powerful about the menorah? Menorah is a sugya in Meseches Yuma. Menorah is kshera bizarre. That a non-Kohen can help perform the avoda of the menorah. The part of what the menorah teaches us is that we all are shayach to the world of Mikdash. And part of what the menorah teaches us is that even when there is no Beis HaMikdash, we can still light outside. I always found it to be so powerful, if I could just elaborate for a second. I think it's an intriguing idea. The Minhag Ashkenaz means that all members of the home light. We spoke about this week, Mr. Brewer writes that women don't like, that wives don't like Ishto Kagufo, Salvechik and others thought that they should light. Is it not so powerful? Is it not so interesting that the mitzvah that remembers and commemorates the Beis HaMikdash, the avodah we do. We don't say, for Ashkenaz, only the gadol, only the real Baal Bayis should light, only the greatest person at home should be lighting it. But rather, every person should light it. Every person should light it. Because part of the message of Chanukah on some level is that even in Galus, wherever a person, they can still light Neiros Chanukah. They can still light it. For Sfas Emes, it's also about being able to experience that it was given in that form of Galus, and not only that, but you experience a kind of freedom. The Sfas Emes business helps explain another question, the same general Mahalath. This is Sfas Emes in, what do you call it? In, you know what? Let's first go. Sfas Emes Tafresh Lamed Gimel, source number 9. We got to connect some thoughts to Sfas Emes. How is it so that a person can experience legitimate, authentic Kedusha and Avoda even in the world of Galus? How is that really possible? I'm far from based on Mikdash. I'm not really there. So part of this is a larger perspective of Sfas Emes that we've developed a little bit. We've spoken about for the Sfas Emes, the Nekuda HaPnimius, that every single location in this world, every single item in this world, has an internal point of Kedusha. That for things to be functioning and around in this world, there is an element of Kedusha built in, found inside each and every one of us. Sfas Emes as follows, Fugam Kein Kanal, Rach Nekuda Zot Shrika Chipers Al Yedei She'odem Ma'amin, She'yesh Bechol Dover Nekuda Genuza V'chovesh Bechol Kocho. How's this for a Ha'ara? Every single Ha'ara that will ever get made about the power of Hanukkah, there are many Jews that can experience Hanukkah and never feel a single Yisod that we're talking about. It is so easy to experience Hanukkah and to never tap into what it's about. How many Jews celebrate a Seder? How many Jews celebrate a Seder? And when they celebrate the Seder there, I did not mean to be that good with the throw. No, it was just Nekuda Tova, Ribono Shel Olam is in control at all times. How can it be that many Jews experience a Seder every year? And you can speak about the loftiest ideas of Pesach and how it's like, or even the Arizal ideas, like this time is there again, this man says Chayr saying it. When you look around and like, really? I didn't feel that at all. And a Jew could go and light Chanukah candles for 8 days. And here's part of the challenge. You could light Chanukah candles for 8 days and really experience not a single thing Sfas Emes is talking about. Not a single thing. You could light it so easily. When we shown him speak about the purpose of mitzvot, the Rambam and the Ramban, the Rambam and the Nevuchim, and Mishnah Torah a bit, the Ramban and his Perush al HaTorah, Parsh Kiseitze very famously, you could Zohar's, you could learn a whole lot about the purpose of mitzvot, and you could perform those mitzvot, and they will not accomplish that purpose at all. Mitzvot for somebody shown him helps build you into becoming a better person. There are a lot of people that keep mitzvot, and it doesn't seem to work. It just doesn't always work. And like, I'm performing mitzvot, and like, is it supposed to make me a better person? But like, I'm still a jerk. So like, what's going on here? So for the Sfas Emes, and here's the next step of appreciating what Moedim are. Moedim have certain kochos that exist in this world. When there are Moedim, there's a power that exists. There's a power that exists. Anything which is real in this world requires us on some level to tap into it, to experience it. Pesach's about this and Shavuos is about that. But if you're not really engaged in Shavuos and appreciating the value of Torah and the primacy of Torah, so it's not going to reverberate afterwards, and it won't even be a Shavuos, but you appreciate that. It'll be a Shavuos where you were up all night having a couple barbecues, you had some cheesecake in the morning, and it was all good. But it wasn't a day when I really experienced it in a powerful way. For the Sfas Emes, the only way that we tap into, the only way you tap into it, step one, is through mitzvos. That the lighting of Neiros Chanukah, through observing Chanukah, I then am beginning to be able to tap into it. Gevalt. Chanukah is like so holy and gullus. Even if I don't light candles, there are still candles. It's still light. It's light even when it's totally dark and there are no candles. Like, no. No, it's not. It's actually dark. There's the koach of light, and if you light candles, you'll be able to experience light in all those places. But there are mitzvos that we have to engage in to tap into that. And says the Sfas Emes, if you want to be able to experience God in all elements of your life, it is not enough just to have an awareness, but rather, says Sfas Emes, Rach Nekudazot Tzricha Chipers Al Yedei She'adam Ma'amin, I have to really believe that there can be Kedush in all these places. She'yesh Bechol Davar Nekuda Genuza, that there's something hidden there. Bechol Kocho, I have to really try to find this and to search for it. That, says the Sfas Emes, is part of the lesson of the Pach Shemen. They couldn't find the Pach Shemen. They couldn't find it. They walk into Migdash and they can't find oil. And they have no way of discovering it. So says the Sfas Emes, what's that all about? They're searching, they're searching, they're searching, and they can't find it. They're searching for a Pach Shemen and they can't find it until eventually they come to find it. So a couple questions on the story. A couple questions. Question number one. First of all, once we're doing the whole miracle thing, do we really need oil? I don't know. God can do cool tricks. How significant is the oil? Maybe Al Pi Din it's important. Number two, why was it so important they searched for it? Why was it so important they couldn't just find it right away? They've already been victorious from a military perspective. They've already won a milchama, and now they're walking in. Why couldn't they just give me the Pach Hashemen? Give me the one Pach Hashemen. I hear the whole miracle, it's cool, oil, one day, 8 days, whoa. But why the whole searching for it? It's a trick of chipush. Part of the message of Chanukah is sometimes if you want to find that one Pach Hashemen, you want to be successful in the world of Galus, you want to be able to experience the Ribbono's own Torah in the world of exile, so understand the following. You want to experience it, you will have to search for it. You want to experience it, it's going to require some real work. If you work hard, you know what you'll find? If you work hard searching in yourself, if you work hard searching in others, if I work hard searching in every circumstance which I'm in, I will find a Pach Shemen which is pure. I will find a Pach Shemen which is holy. But in order to be able to do that, I'm going to have to search really, really hard. I'm going to have to look for it. When you look for it, you will find it. But the story of Chanukah is not a story of easy Kedusha found in Galus. It's Kedusha which is found in Galus, but it's very, very hard. To experience even though we're on some level, Akasi, Avdi, Malchus, Yavan, Anam, even though on some level you're in Evet, to experience freedom, that is so incredibly hard. It is so hard to feel like you are free when there's always other people telling you what to do. It's so hard to feel like you're free when there are people from the outside imposing their desires on you. It's not easy. That requires a lot of hard work to be able to experience what Chanukah is really all about. But it has to be done. And says Sfas Emes, when you get it, you'll get a Kedusha, which is tailor-made for that. Sfas Emes, in a different piece, has the following question. It's like a Lumdisha kind of question. This could even be a Sheila coming on Wednesday. So if it is, you know, listen up. Sheila's on Thursday, and there's no Yeshiva on Thursday. Is Sheila a din? It's like Lumdisha Sheila. In Thursday, or is it din in the last day of the week of Morning Seder? Nafkamina this coming Wednesday. You'll I guess, we'll have to see. Nafkamina for some of you, I guess, you know. Whatever. Why is there no Yotav Sheni Shel Golios for Chanukah? Sfeika D'Yoma. We don't know when Yom Tovim are really outside of Eretz Yisrael. So we always try to add an extra day. Why aren't there 9 days in Chutz La'aretz? Why isn't there one more day? Why isn't there more days there? So a lot of different theories that are out there. The Sfas Emes in his Perush on Chumash talks from a level of Panimius. What that means is not that there are not more external reasons that are true, but there's a deeper yesod here also. He has a yesod here. It comes in many ways. Now, Tzemach Tzedek, I believe, had elements of this in a different context. The following. Do you know really why there's Yontav Sheni in Chutz La'aretz? It's not really because of Sfeika D'Yoma. That's true on a superficial level, or that's just superficial on the level of Nigla. So deeper reason why there's Yontav Sheni. Why is it really Yontav Sheni? Because the power of Yontif is so great that in Chutz La'aretz, it just takes 2 days for it to be able to be given over. What a Jew can experience in 1 day in Eretz Yisrael, it takes 2 days to be able to experience in Chutz La'aretz. The Kedusha doesn't fit. The Kedusha of some of these Yemim Tovim, of Chagah Bikurim like Shavuos, it's not a natural fit for Chutz La'aretz. So you got to divide it up a little bit. It's like Mashal L'Mahadavar Domeh. When I was in TBC, Rabbi Adler used to say that he gives the same shiur to whoever he's talking to. It can be adults who are incredibly learned. It can be kids who are in ninth grade learning anything that looks like a Marbi Ian for the first time. It's the exact same shiur. The only difference is how long it will take him to be able to give it over. What he will have to do to be able to explain those ideas. That, says Sfas Emes, Tzemach Tzedek in a similar way, is what Yontif is like also. Yontif is a burst of Kedusha. Again, like the writings of the Arizal, it's coming down to miss over the original time. But in Eretz Yisrael, you can experience it in one shot. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, so it takes a little bit more time to be able to fully appreciate it. That's one of the reasons why I believe in Chabad, they hold that when you come to Eretz Yisrael from Chutz La'aretz, you only keep 1 day. Why don't I keep 1 day? Because when I'm in Eretz Yisrael, I can experience it, you know, all in that one shot. And the Cholkim either hold, it's not based on that, or, no, it's a din in where you're rooted. If you're rooted in Chutz La'aretz, even if you're in Eretz Yisrael, it still takes you a little bit more time, so long as you haven't made that hachlata that you're an Eretz Yisrael Jew. Okay, new. Says Sfas Emes, on the other end also, yeah. Says Sfas Emes the following. Why is there no Yotav Sheni when it comes to Chanukah? because of the unique nature of the Kedusha of Hanukkah. Hanukkah was not a Kedusha that was meant, in a certain sense, for Eretz Yisrael, and now we couldn't experience as much in Chutz La'aretz, we experienced in 2 days. Hanukkah was tailored for the Jews of Galus. Hanukkah was tailored for the Jews here. We can experience it wherever we are. We are the ones intended for. We don't need an extra day. We don't need an extra day. We look right here, source number 10. Hanukkah, Tuf Resh Lamed Dalet. Let me find out where this piece is, or else I'm going to have to. Source number 8. Tuf Resh Lamed Gimel. Kol Yontif requires 2 days. She'elan a koach lekabel ha'aris yontif. V'chicham yon beiz lekabel. But not true with Hanukkah. She'nuchel lekabel she'nis baris safik ha'golas be'la hayamim. Here we can experience. On Hanukkah, this we can experience in even less time. That's chaz we spoke about, just to be able to appreciate things well. We often try in the shiurim to be able to present different perspectives on things. Kedusha we spoke about, you know, the Ramban and the Malbim and the Sfas Emes. This experience, Hanukkah has an essence. Hanukkah has a tafkid. Different people argue that tafkid is different things. In the world of Reb Tzadok, it's the power of Torah Shabbat Peh and the chachma that comes through Bnei Adam, our capacity on some level. For, again, gratefulness, gratitude in the writings of Rabbi Nachman, the capacity to be appreciative, say hodah, whatever that. Again, it's more than that in Rabbi Nachman. For Rosenzweig, it's about a time period where we say, l'chachila shabbi l'chachila. We had kulas, why we didn't need the Pach HaShemen, tuma, hutra, duchu, betzibor. We didn't really need it. We could have been so much on other things. But we're all about this unique idea, not just mehadrin of hidr mitzvah, but mehadrin mina mehadrin. Everyone's going to light the most chumra way possible. It's all about being as efficient as possible. Sfas Emes is all about, again, I think these 4 words mean a whole lot more now. 5 words. Only way to survive exile. Hanukkah is the way that you survive galus. The nechama of galus, tapping into elements of Beis HaMikdash, I find it so powerful. It's one of my favorite like themes that you find all over the place. Things that are limited to Beis HaMikdash that suddenly we can tap into outside. We can tap into, when you're lighting Neir's Hanukkah, you are tapping into, it is like a zecher to menorah. And part of Hanukkah's unique kedusha to teach us, you've got to find it. We said last week, I'll say it just again, it is not coincidental in my mind why Hanukkah has no Isser Malacha and why Hanukkah in some ways looks externally like regular days. You could do the same kind of a Malacha because part of Hanukkah is about being able to find Kedusha within the world of Malacha. Part of Hanukkah is about being able to find Kedusha within all those places. But just like the Chashmonam, you want to light a Pach Shemen, you want to find an Akuda, Tehora, and Kedusha, and with real Kedusha in the, wherever you are, it requires some searching. It requires Torah Mitzvahs to bring it down. It requires some searching. Moadim in general are incredibly, incredibly powerful. But as Hashem, in a couple of weeks, we'll speak about the Kedusha of Shabbos and different Mahalchim and what Shabbos is really all about. But to be able to experience a little bit now, we're going to tap into Hanukkah. The fact that we speak about ideas of Hanukkah, it may be entirely irrelevant if we don't tap into it. Part of the pa'amon of the Sfas Emes, the bell that rings on a moed that needs to reverberate, it only reverberates if you ring it. It only reverberates if you ring it, and the stronger you ring it, the more it's going to continue to last. If I just have a bell and don't ever ring it, I'm not really going to feel it that much. It's all quiet and it's all just calm. I'm not. You get it and it's really going. That is something which is incredibly, incredibly powerful. That is something which is awesome. And something which I think is incredibly chashuv. We should be zocha to experience it Sunday night. Going forward, a wonderfully powerful Hanukkah, one in which we can really experience what it means that time is holy and how we can be able to tap into that in a way which is very meaningful for all of us. Have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.